Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 16th day in the month of September 2025. Indeed, the Lord has been good and kind to us. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejari Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our manual that says, Mere Critic or Activist with Solutions. Mere Critic or Activist with Solutions. Our aim for today is taken from Aim 24. I want to be like Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Hosea chapter 10 to chapter 14. Our memory verse is taken from Matthew chapter 10 verse 16, which says, Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Our Bible reading is taken from 1 Kings chapter 17 from verse 1 to 16. 1 Kings chapter 17 from verse 1 to 16. From verse 1 it reads, Now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, As the Lord the God of Israel lives whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, Leave here, turn eastward, and hide in Kerite, reverend east of Jordan. You will drink from the brook that, and I have directed the ravens to supply you with food there. So he did what the Lord had told him. He went to Kerite, raven, east of the Jordan, and stayed there. The raven brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. Sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, Go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. I have directed a widow there to supply you with food. So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, Would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may drink? As she was going to get it, he called, Bring me, please, a piece of bread. As surely as the Lord your God lives, she replied, I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I'm gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. Elijah said to her, Don't be afraid. Go home and do as I have said. But first make a meal, a small loaf of bread for me from what you have and bring to me, and then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. The jar of flour will not be used up and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the land. She went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family, for the jar of flour was not used up and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word the Lord spoke to Elijah. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, It is commonly said that statues are never built in honor of critics. While it is not bad to criticize people who are not doing what they ought to be doing, you must not just stop there. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitant of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain this year, but according to my word. 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1, that's where you find that scripture. In the scripture above, we see that Elijah started out as a critic. The king wasn't behaving in the right manner, and just like any critic, Elijah walked into the palace and confronted him. However, he didn't stop there. He moved on to become a vessel that God used to provide for the needs of, a poor widow and her son, like we say in 1 Kings chapter 17 from verse 8 to 16. Would you rather become a mere critic or an activist whom God will use to put solutions forward? Would you be content with only carrying placards and protesting, or also becoming so wealthy that you can feed the hungry? Carrying placard and protesting will attract the attention of the people you are criticizing. However, beyond that, you must grow to the point where you can recommend and even provide some of the solutions you are demanding. Don't just become a critic that challenges those in authority. Grow to the point where your impact cannot be ignored. This message is particularly for youths. They should learn from Moses, who thought he could fulfill his destiny his own way. And as a result, he had to stay in the wilderness for another 40 years until he was ready. The positive change you want can happen, but you must be wise enough to let it happen in God's way. Matthew chapter 10 verse 16 says, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Christians need to be as strategic as serpents. The most dangerous thing about a serpent is silent when it wants to attack its prey. When it attacks, the prey only realizes it when it is already too late. Beloved, be wise. God has a great destiny for you, but you must not let overzealousness prevent you from fulfilling your destiny. Rather than just being a mere noisemaker, increase your capacity so that you can indeed become a force to be reckoned with. Your zeal should be matched with the right knowledge and actions, like we see in Romans 10 from verse 1 to 2. Our open heaven comes with a key point that says, don't just criticize things or people. Become a part of the solution you desire to see. May God bless the reading and hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotions. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day today. Bye-bye.